This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world. The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill. FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu. Whether packing for a destination vacation or planning a staycation, Macy's has everything you need. Summer's almost here, and I'm so excited to take a trip with Bryn. We are planning it right now. We are heading to Macy's before we pack to grab new shoes we can wear all day with anything. I'm excited to lay in the sun with key pieces from Macy's, like my new Dolce Vita sandals and Levi's skirt. I am ready to relax and look and feel amazing. Oh, how good that sounds. Of course, I can't forget a new beach bag. I have been eyeing the collection of beach bags from Macy's, and I can't wait for you to see what I choose. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Okay, so I love you. I'm excited to speak to you. I'm so love like tired and like a little off today.
I see you. I see everything. I'm like, you're tired. I'd be exhausted from just doing what you're doing.
It's kind of liberating, but I'm a little tired and activated. But like hearing, you know, knowing that I was speaking to you this morning, I was excited because I don't know. I feel a connection to you. I really, we like each other. I like you. We get, you know, I
like you
you're
too.
A very loving person.
It's mutual. No, B, I love you. You're amazing. And we've done stuff and I could see you do things. And, you know, I really have to say this, the consistency. You know, I'm the same person 20 years later. It feels like you're the same chick all these years, and you say stuff that's yours. You stand by it. You stand on your business, and no matter what, it's admirable. People fluctuate nowadays. Too much. You know.
Oh my God, you're like Oprah. I'm about to cry. You're like Barbara Walters. I'm just having an emotional morning. It's weird. I'm like about to cry now. From what you're saying and everything.
You're good. Listen, but it's the thing that, you know, for me, everything that we do is so under the microscope, and you know, Peter is very sensitive to these things. You know, I feel like I have a thicker skin. I'm sensitive to people in my own circle, so they think I'm sensitive, Sally, but outside, people feel like he doesn't really care much. I care too much. You know, I just don't let it out.
No, I know. You're very emotional. You're emotional. I think this is all coming out of me right now, but I don't feel weird doing this in front of you because I love you. Okay.
I love this.
All right. How's PETA? You guys seem like, I mean, listen, social media is bullshit, but like, I love when you guys are dancing. And I think like you have an honest way of doing the social media about announcing the baby. Like, it's just like, it's really genuine. It's really loving. I love this. So how is this whole dynamic of you guys with social media and like doing these dance performances and like all of that stuff?
Everybody's thinking that, oh, you guys dance all the time. No, we don't. We're life all the time. You know, dance comes the same way as it comes to everybody else's life. You know, dance is my job, but you know, in between, it's tough. Social media, you know, we sat down with Peter. I'm being very honest. I'm not the guy for this thing, you know. And so for me, in order for this to work, I need, first of all, consistency. I'm a Capricorn with OCD. I need this to be set. Like, what are we doing and how long we're doing this for?
You mean like you have to know like Tuesday we're doing the dance. I'll learn it. We're going next to the trailers and we're going to do that.
I was doing this once, twice a week. Is this set up for these type of shoots? I want to make sure that it's preset, pre-planned. Peter's the type, why are you being so dramatic? Let's just do it. I'm like, okay, cool. So we set a 12 month kind of like system, right? Okay. I created this system of filming and managing our life and doing stuff. So make sure that if we start, that we continue. And again, it's that consistency in everything. And 12 months later, we sat down. We're like, we're being extremely successful. This was 2 years ago.
What does that mean? Well, she's doing her mom tent where she's in the kitchen and making fun of you. And I love that stuff. And then you have like, then you're the two of us are dancing and then your kid's dancing. So this looks like it's just like happened, but obviously those dances are somewhat complicated sometimes. So yeah. How do you define that it's been successful? You're getting brand deals, you're making money, the actual content's making money. What is successful?
Yeah, because so for us, this is either waste of time and I focus all my energy somewhere right. that is not, right. or I make the most out of it. To make the most out of this, we had a number that Peter was casually doing a year before, just social media money coming in.
Oh, okay.
And that number was a number. And we sat down and I looked at it and I was like, okay, so I want to scale it. Let's see if we can. And so we set a 12-month system. And a year later, that number tripled. And so I was like, great, this is working. Now let's do it for real. And so that was our last year. And our number went up again. And so, you know, the reality here is this, twofold. Number one, everything you see is real. You know, the dances that we do, I'm not going to lie to you, it may have taken 10 minutes and we may have done it twice. And twice mm-hmm. as if it's like, baby, I really don't like it. And let's do it again. Right. Otherwise, you see what you get because that's the reality.
I agree.
But fundamentally, the first thing that happened is when Peter and I looked at each other and said, this is cute. But what is it that we're doing? We had to sit down, come to Jesus with the social media and say, look, you can talk about how private you are and how you don't let things out, but you got an Instagram account with 1 point some million and you putting out 20 stories a day, you being a hypocrite, you know? So we decided to keep this way, but we control the narrative. You're not going to paparazzi me outside and see me in sort of like a disheveled look because I'm going to put that shit on social media myself and it'll be part of my video.
No, I get you're direct to consumer.
Yeah.
Direct to consumer content. And also you don't owe anybody. You just like everybody that's watching you that's also on TikTok or Instagram, they're not telling you how many times a week they're having sex or what their financial problems are. Like you're not paid anymore to share your life. You're not on Dancing with the Stars regularly as a character that's paid to share your life. I'm not on the Housewives.
As a matter of fact, the responsibility is this. The responsibility is that we don't lie. You see what we do and you see us. Yeah, now I'm not going to post a video of me crying and talking about my issues. No, I'm going to give you as much as I'm willing to give you. But what I'm giving you is real.
Exactly.
You know, but the reality is that the people you're looking at, that you sort of, you know, mimicking your life after, and you're like, this is the kind of family I want to be. The reality is 30% of their stuff that they're showing, 70% is a lie. You don't know what their life is.
Yeah.
And we see that. And we see these superstar couples, celebrity couples, the social media celebrity couples that are all of a sudden 5-7 years of successful family business.
Perfect.
And how beautiful they are. And now they're divorced. They've never even liked each
Same
other.
Brain.
They have this nasty situation. And so like, were you lying then? Or is this kind of like, you know what I mean? It's
well, no, that's why it's, you can't say respect our privacy during this time because you brought us into the perfect fairy tale. It's like the Jennifer Lopez A-Rod thing was like, oh my God, like look at them. And they're both from similar cultures and they both have two kids and they're in love and they're doing all of this on her 50th birthday. And it was all like so amazing. And then all of a sudden one day, it just crashes and burns. She's now with Ben and no one's supposed to be asking any questions or like, wait, what, you know, because it was perfect, but you can't blame quote unquote trolls for trolling when you brought them into the fairy tale. If you don't bring them into the fairy tale, then like George Clooney and Amal don't bring people into the fairy tale and they don't have to bring people into anything else that goes on. Like some people do it really well. So anyway, we agree to agree. What's going on with your family in Ukraine, the situation, your feeling about it, your feeling about the criticism about it overall, like the shift, people don't pay attention to it anymore. It's not a cool relief effort anymore. Like, what about that?
Welcome. My perspective is that it's a stalemate and it's somebody's political games and it's always been that. But there was a moment when it was about people standing up and watching people really stand up for what they believe in, their, you know, their livelihood, not only, but their, you know, their everything, like the culture. I mean, you defend a nation, nationality, right? So that was
and
that.
And the underdog, and as an underdog.
All of that. And as an underdog and everything else. And obviously the situation with Israel is shook things up. Obviously, you know, how much of all of that is happening around the world is very difficult for Ukraine. But the reality is that, you know, all of these things will come to an end. I would just hate it to be at the expense of Ukraine, you know, and Ukrainian people. Yeah. And so I'm still very much supporting the actions of, you know, defending the actions of getting the land back if there's an opportunity for that. But I will not be the guy to say, hey, let's sacrifice, you know, the rest of this youth, you know, because it's not the same sacrifice on both sides. Mm-hmm. I'm not down with that, because it seems to me like this generation is almost like, you know, you're doomed, you know what I'm saying? Because we're going to keep throwing you at the front line until we'll figure out what we're doing. And so I saw a video from somebody from front, again, on all those Telegram channels, you know what I'm saying? And you see a lot of stuff coming in still, and you're seeing these people from front line recording videos like, we're not your chess pieces. You know, this isn't 150 years ago. This is a completely different society we live in. And so we're not here to be pawned while you guys figure out politics of it all. So,
right.
You know, it's okay. Horrible. It's terrible. But the worst part is this, is that we kept talking about a year ago, like, oh, when these guys come back, we have to rehab and rehabilitate and everything mm-hmm. else. Well, these guys have been coming back. I have dancers of mine that I've judged on these dance shows that have been in the front line that returned to Kyiv and looked around, and they were not able to reassimilate into the society. They said, you know what, I'm gonna go back. And the case in point is one gentleman that came back. He's a young man. He's brilliant, future as a dancer. He came back, said, this isn't for me. I don't understand this. I don't judge anybody. I don't understand how the nightclubs open and restaurants and everything else in the center while we're defending that center somewhere else. So he went back and he's never come back.
I got that. Snagajob is where America goes to hire with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. Love this. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs on demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With their easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. Visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
When it comes to ensuring your company has top-notch security practices, things can get complicated fast. Vanta automates compliance for ISO 27001 SOC 2 and more, saving you time and money. Unify your security program management and streamline security reviews with AI-powered security questionnaires. Over 7,000 global companies like Atlassian, FlowHealth, and Cora use Vanta to build trust and improve security in real time. Access Vanta's free suite of resources to scale your governance, risk, and compliance program at vanta.com/special. That's vanta.com/special.
How is your family?
The fam is great. My parents moved to LA. We're finally all together. And all of a sudden, it's just grandkids all over the place. So we're doing our thing.
What was your goal? How many kids did you want to have?
The men look like we have goals when these things happen. I mean, if a man says, I want 7 kids, I'm like, listen, bro, it's not really about you. For that matter, you know what I mean? Like, you can have dreams. I dream of being happy and everybody being satisfied with their life. And I want to provide for everybody. If it's 5, because I can, great. I'm now past the point of everything I knew before. I just knew 2 kids in the family. And my brother and I grew up this way. We know a lot of people that I've looked at people with 3 and more as like, you guys are crazy. What are you
doing? All right. So you're the 3 family. You're going to be the 3 family now. Are you? First of all, do you guys have a lot of sex? You don't have to answer, but are you guys very sexual? And who's the initiator? Who wants it? Who's both. The one who's like, really?
Both, but also like she spent a bunch of years pregnant and post-pregnant and
so
all
there
this
are pauses.
Stuff. So we've dealt with things, but we try not to pause. And you know, with her situations and the randomness of it, I'm in. Like, if she feels some kind of way and it's like 2:30 in the afternoon and I'm in the middle of stuff, just let me know. Let me know. I can pause this.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, we'll figure it out. But I'm just a very regular guy, but who's very, very healthy and maintains very, you know, like various, I keep my levels up. You know what I mean? So, and so is
nice.
She. And so we are that couple. Yes, kids. Yes, you know, a lot of stuff going on. But
you like a little chaos.
When it's us together, all of this makes sense. You know, and when
amazing.
It's, and it, I, the one thing I hate, and we already had this conversation, and this just sort of recently came up. I'm like, babe, I am not your roommate. We are not here doing this stuff together. I kind of live, you live, and we have a lot to do. Nah, I'm here.
What
I'm
does that mean? Like,
one.
You don't want to go on the hike with your wife and you don't want to go like do like that kind of stuff? What do you mean? What's
I
the
do.
Roommate?
I'm just not, I'm no. I'm saying I'm not a good roommate. I'm a great partner. So everything we do together. I'm all up in your biz, you're all up in mine. Like, I don't want to walk around the house, kids running, she's doing her thing busy, I'm doing my thing busy. We don't even see each other, passing each other. No, we pass each other. It has to be some kind of form of communication. Pinch my ass, kiss me.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, it
okay.
has to be.
Wow.
It has to be. Like, I don't want to come from where I am with my, you know, let's say coworkers, right? To home and feel like I have another coworker
like
in
it's
life.
Transactional. You want to feel, it's so funny that you say that. That's why I love that. Wow. Yeah. Amazing.
Some people are a little different. They're like, you know, yes, love and all that stuff, but I need my space. I get my space. I get my space as soon as I walk out of the house. But when I'm in the house, it's our
Yeah, but
space.
How do you command that? Okay, so you want that. A lot of people want unicorns. How do you both get on the same page with that, with her, with the baby? Like, that's what you want. How do you get that?
I think I've never wavered personally because you're talking to me. I speak on my own behalf. I've never wavered from this sort of these standards and these things that I love. I couldn't really voice them before because I wasn't sure what I'm feeling. Now that I'm a dad and an experienced, you know, husband, I know what I'm feeling and I know how I like to feel. And so that's why now I'm able to verbalize my feelings to my partner whom I've been with long enough.
Yes. Yes.
And so she now like, oh yeah, back then you were acting crazy, but the reality is you just love me so much. You want to be around me. You know what I mean? So like now I get to say it and now we understand each other better.
This is amazing. This is amazing.
Oh, I want to say it. So you know how like every time, and I, this is one thing that I can't really verbalize just yet. I'm trying to think about this, but I called Peter one time, see yet another couple breaking it off. And I'm like, babe, this is, I don't know how to voice it, but that's what I'm talking about. Like when this is, you know, kumbaya and nice and it's beautiful and it's new and beginning and it's that like sort of honeymoon season, everybody's crazy and we see this like, you know, People magazine posting it all over the place.
Yeah,
Good Morning
yeah.
America and all the stuff like the so and so are now together and it's so beautiful. 2 years, maybe, and then they call it quits. And I'm like, babe, none of this is real. Mm-hmm. And she and I argue about this because she loves that, you know, the housewives and all this hoopla and everything else. She's like, Oh my God, they're so cute together. I'm like, no way this is going to work.
Right.
And you know that. Right. And we can see this coming, but we don't want to believe it because we live in this fairyland. So,
right.
you know, now we're going year 13 together.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? We're now moving into like third kid. The surroundings are different. The lifestyle is different. The ebbs and flows. I mean, we've come so far down and then went all the way up and then went all the way down again. So it's like, we are that couple.
To have you on together too. I need to talk to you both together. I really do. Okay. So
with the wall between us to see if the answer's back.
I just need to have this conversation with both of you. And then when your kids are older, I need to have her for mommy and me with your son. But okay. What about finances? Like, do you have money noise now? Because I know you're very sensible. You're very logical. You're not a waster. You like to know every dollar, where it is. You like to be organized. That I know about you. And you had anxiety a couple of years ago. And, you know, you were getting ready for this family stage. So now, you know, you have three is not the same as two. And where are you with the money in your mind and like the security about all that? Like that you're a provider. You're going to be able to be okay. And it's going to work out.
Well, first of all, I think that, you know, for me and my masculinity and my, you know, the old school traditional upbringing and all this stuff, the one thing that I had to fight within myself with is that I'm not a provider. You know, I'm a partner in providing, you know, and I have a partner who's a fucking amazing provider, you know? And so we figured out that sometimes I provide and sometimes she provides. And these sort of like, it made us both feel a little bit easier about this thing, because prior to and during our initial, like 50% of us being together was spent. I have my businesses.
Yeah.
I have my you know, brand. I have my stuff. Peter has her things, her interests, her thing, you know, that she wants to do. And we felt a lot of times we were just sort of running this way.
Yes.
And now when I have a gig, she's home. That's me being supported. That's not her being like, okay, you know, let me wait for him to get back from work so I can go work. No, that's she's doing her thing and I'm bringing stuff.
You're both on the team. You're up at the blackjack tables, but she's got half the bet. So she's like, fine, I'm sitting over here.
But then we switch.
Yes.
But then we switch. And so we tap. And so I get back to like the background and she's in the forefront because she's on
really
Destiny
nice.
Stars and she's killing it. And she's doing massive things with her business. And, you know, her Peter Jane beauty products are booming. And, you know, so I now... We are in the mode of doing it together for real. So it's not like you have an account, I have an account, and we're doing our thing. And then somehow, no, we do all of that. The account, the together account, the bug list, all that set up.
Okay,
everything.
But did you do it all organized properly with either prenup or agreements or later or you're really old school? Like, do you have some version of protection for each of you? Like, do you have an arrangement with each other about it? Like, it's just like, oh, it's in the pot, it's ours.
But the best way to do it, by the way, for everybody out there, if you have businesses, and like, for example, I have business partners, so we have clauses in our business that it doesn't matter, but your spouse is not part of this. And, you know, on your personal level, yes, but within the company, it's never going to happen that somebody's coming in and sits in my chair, right? So those things are protected.
I know that.
In terms
yes.
of personal couple. So this is when I can probably open this up like this and it might be a discussion, but you know, in the world that we live in now and the way people think of love and relationships and get together, I have friends that are so pragmatic. So for mm-hmm. them, it was like, no, I don't want to get married. I'm like, why? You have kids, you've been together for a long time, because that's institution forcing us to blah, blah, blah. And then money, I'm like, so hold on. You're now confusing two conversations. for us with PETA, when it comes to just specifically just Max and PETA, the relationship is, in our opinion, the strongest thing that we have going on. And it, in our opinion, has to supersede the whatever contractual obligations or, you know, restrictions that we may have on each other. And so that's why we decided not to. You know, I felt that
it's the ultimate trust.
It's not just the ultimate trust. It's the, it's my partner, you know, that's, this is my partner. And so, yes, a lot of businesses fall apart and partners go their separate ways. I have that experience with family members, and it was massive problem and awful issue, you know, when you go into business with somebody like that. But not us. We this is what we want to do. We want to build the Max and PETA brand together, and we are not worried or afraid. By the way, before this podcast, I was reading something about someone else's divorce. It's crazy you're asking these questions, because I actually just read through it. I was like, yeah, you know, you guys weren't it. It wasn't a couple.
Snagajob is where America goes to hire with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. Love this. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snagajob is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs on demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With their easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. Visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. It's lying dormant, waiting, and it could reactivate at any time. And while not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful, blistering rash that can last for weeks. Think you're not at risk for shingles? It's time to wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. If you're over 50, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Okay, so fertility. I didn't realize that you guys, it doesn't seem like you've experienced fertility issues.
We had three miscarriages after Shy and before Rio. And then, as a matter of fact, after the last one, PETA said, that's it, I'm doing IVF. And we said, and I was like, this is not what I want to do, but I have, you know, not a lot of say in that sense, because
right.
The time, it's the time, you know, as a dude, we don't understand the time thing, you know, because right. I can, at 44, I feel better.
The clock.
Yeah. The clock. Right.
Right.
I feel better now than I was 10 years ago. She does too. But to have a kid in, you know, late 20s and to have a kid in late 30s is two different things. Right. And so she was feeling like she's under pressure. You know, Shai was getting older. She doesn't understand that. She and her brother have 2.5 year difference. My brother and I have 6 year difference. We feel fine, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, IVF was a horrible thing that the worst part about this was that it lifted your emotions to like, and now this is happening. After all these miscarriages and all these, you know, all of that drama, we went somewhere and they took us under the, and they said, they gave you her hug and they said, you're going to be fine. We're going to make it work. And then it just, it didn't. And when it didn't work, it was a matter of a phone call and zero explanation. And so for me, it was literally the worst experience of my life. Because watching her be like, you know, from so high up, just put down and also not explained anything the same way as everything else. So that's when she went back on Dancing with the Stars. 4 weeks later, we were pregnant with Rio.
Is that amazing? Like letting go.
Letting go.
Letting go. Allowing for it not to happen. Fascinating. Allowing. I hear those stories a lot. You know, we let things go. I once had a life coach who would say, you have to allow for this to not happen and be okay if it doesn't happen. And then things do happen. It's a like sort of a reverse psychology. So, okay. So you've been doing a lot of different shows now. Like you're branching out. You did The Trade or you're on The Trade. Is The Trade? When is The Trader? It is. What's happening with The Trader?
I filmed it last year in October. And so it came out and it came out on Peacock on right. NBC and it just came, the season is out and that's it.
What do you think? Do you like it or you don't know what you think?
Yeah, I said, the show is awesome. The show is great. If you're into that sort of thing, you know, like you show up to somebody's house. I said it before and they're like, oh, today we're going to play couples games. And you're like, Jesus, where am I? You know, I thought we were going to have a couple of drinks and, you know, watch, you know, something. And then you sit down and you're playing this mafia. And then you walk out and on the drive back, I would tell Peter, be like, this was a lot of fun. You know, it was that. It was that kind of situation. The problem is that I wanted to go home at some point and just go see the family. And you're stuck in Scotland, no phone, no communication. You're fooling that game. So I just had Rio. My mind was like in a lot of different directions. But the game was cool. The game was dope. The only thing for me is that if I'm not a trader, it lost interest to me because I felt like I was a sitting duck. You know,
and
so if you don't have a trader, it's kind of like play now. I need to focus, you know, like Dan and whoever else was a trader, like they were focused on the game. You know, when you are, you know, when you're faithful, it's like you have to, first of all, really want it. And I wasn't like, I was just having fun. You know, there were people that were like, I'm here to win because this is what I want. It's my job. I'm like, I've won in other things.
Yeah.
So for that purpose, it was great.
You weren't Peppermint season, were you?
I was, yeah.
Oh, I had her on.
I was. Yeah. And she was out first. And I remember I was probably the biggest supporter because I was like, this makes no sense.
Yeah. She had a rough time. She had a rough time. All right. And so what about So You Think You Can Dance? Like, what's your dance business now between So You Think You Can Dance, Dancing with the Stars? What are your projects?
No more Dancing with the Stars. Dancing with the Stars, I mean, it's never going to go away. I'm still probably in better relationship with Dancing with the Stars today than I was, I don't know, 5-7 years ago. But the opportunity to judge So You Think You Can Dance is insane for us. You know, it's how do you continue a profession such as dance without dancing, you know, and it's very limited. It's the judging, it's the some sort of event organization. And so to be in a position that I'm in on the biggest stage, dance stage in the world, in terms of selecting a professional dancer, Dancing with the Stars is different. It's formatted to be more of an entertainment show.
Right.
So You Think You Can Dance is an athletic decathlon for a dancer, you know, young professional who's like, I'm in it. I want this to be my life. And we run them through a gauntlet with the ultimate audition. This new season, it's completely different format.
So good
for
you.
We audition the dancers. Yeah. And so I'm sitting there and it's like a pinch me moment. Like, how did I end up here after everything?
So you're thrilled. This is a good time.
I'm thrilled. Yes. The show is fantastic. The life is fantastic. PETA is incredible. My kids love my life. I can't believe how blessed we are. My dog is the best dog I've ever seen. It's beautiful.
You're in a good place. And PETA's business is killing it.
Killing it.
Send me some. Yeah. I'll review it on my social media. She has to send me some.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. I'll send you everything.
Yeah, you got to send it. What's the concept?
Spray tan. It's a fake tan, basically.
Oh, it's all spray tan.
But she's got a whole slew of products.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it's not all spray, but it's the way you put it on. She's got the best application. I don't want to be, promoting businesses here, but you know what I'm saying?
All right, you'll let her promote
her. But do the honest review. Do the way you do it.
I don't do a lot of tanning of my body, but we'll see when you two get on, because it stains everything. But when you two get on, we'll talk to her about it. I just love you. I wanted to talk to you. I always want to talk to you. And I'm glad that I cried to you in the beginning of the interview, but I was just feeling
like I woke up, I read your post and I was like, that's some awesome. You know, the thing that said the most, because I don't know a lot of personal stuff about you in the sense, but like, it's the way you voiced, it's the way you word things. You say it in the way that I love to say things. We get caught trying to figure out what words to use, and in that moment the message gets diluted and it sounds like television message, like, you know, when they use the same words to describe a situation,
it's just synthetic.
After a while it just turns into bullshit.
Yeah, exactly.
So the way you said it, like the 10-year divorce after 2-year marriage, I was like, damn. You know, and it's like, it's kind of like 5 minutes of fun, and then you got this whole drama going on afterwards. And then right before that, I'm watching, this is that sort of morning scroll, 5 minute scroll. Mm. Right there, I saw also Channing Tatum and Jenna Dewan. They're still going through it. I'm like, I thought they were married to other people already twice. They're still
going
through it.
And Kelly Clarkson. No, this is gonna. I get stopped on the street by people because I am an expert on this topic, unfortunately. And I finally figured out that I just was going to, it wasn't even a plan. For years, I've been talking about doing a divorce podcast, but not with me talking about my story, just the experts, because it's such a space people ask me about. And I don't know why. Literally, that's why iHeart is great. It was a week ago. I was just sitting in front of the mic. I'm like, I just want to talk about something. Like, it was nothing. Like, it was like, I want to order milk, And I just started talking and it just started flying out. And then it's been, I can't wait to talk about it now after this, not because I'm excited, but because it's like a poison inside my body that I now need to get out. And it's just, I keep remembering these things that I've stuffed down because they were so traumatic. And so I'm talking about it because people are really can't handle this. And it's not the wealthy people. It's the people that have no money, no resources, and they are completely powerless. So I'm going all the way in on it now. So anyway, that's why I was crying.
Go all the way in. You have to, because this is now like sort of situation with young adults that I see again around me.
They want the fairy tale.
My circle.
They think they're going to get the fairy tale.
But the other flip side of it is because they see all this nonsense.
Bullshit. We're in the same page.
The girls still want the fairy tale. Yep. The guys are now like, I don't want anything to do with the institution of marriage. I'm like, bro, when do we lose the sight of romance, and when everything become so monetized, institution and this, bro, for me and for us with
it's
Peter.
A fear-based thing though, because it is a contract. It's a whole thing. We'll talk more soon. I love you, and tell the kids and your wife I said hello.
Yes, thank you, Dee.
Thanks, Max. I'm always here for you, whatever you
need.
Thanks
so much for having me, and keep crying. You look good.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
So Puerto Rico is a beautiful place. It's a lush island. It's great for surfing. It's got a culture. Like, you feel like you've really gone somewhere far. And you don't need a passport, which honestly, I do really enjoy. It's a beautiful island. The people are amazing. The food is amazing. The water, the beaches, the vibe. It's a great place. It really is. In Puerto Rico, you'll taste the influence of Spanish, African, and native Taino traditions, sometimes all in the same dish. Puerto Rican chefs and restaurants put their passion into every bite. Puerto Rico is an excellent destination for food, which may not be a well-known fact. Whether it's a 5-star restaurant or local favorite spot, no one does food like Puerto Rico. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.